The next Boston school superintendent is a former education commissioner from Minnesota. Last night, the Boston School Committee voted to offer the post to Brenda Caselius, and she joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Deborah. I'm happy to be there with you.
So the committee made the offer last night. Are you going to accept?
I am. Yes, I am. Thank you very much. I'm so excited.
So tell us some of the things you're excited about. I know I've read that you're looking to lead a district that you have said, quote, would be ready to move the agenda for vulnerable kids. What does that mean?
Well, yeah, I've been a paraprofessional all the way up to commissioner. So 30 years in now, and just looking for a district that is ready and excited to move forward for kids, especially our most vulnerable kids, meaning our poorest kids, diverse kids, diverse learners, students who have not yet spoken English, immigrant students who are new to country, who are ready and eager to learn and become part of the beautiful fabric of Boston. And so I'm just very excited to be part of that. And these parents who are fired up for their kids and teachers who are ready to just have them in their classrooms and love them up some.
I'm wondering what makes you think that Boston is that district that's ready and excited to work to move forward for vulnerable kids?
Well, Boston has a history of just being a nation leader already and is doing some great things. And as I researched all of the great work within the community and within the schools, and I talked with teacher friends and school leaders, and just my time here visiting has just been absolutely wonderful. And there's just such a brain trust here. A lot of people just willing to dig into some of the really difficult issues, and it just felt like there was a readiness. And so I'm really eager to be part of that and to join the school committee and the mayor and to really leverage all resources so it's all hands-on-deck approach to really supporting kids in their learning.
There have been some bruised relationships here with the community. I wonder how you think you'll help address some of those.
Well, I've been known as a consensus builder, and I've been known to go out and to speak with folks at every level of the organization and outside and within the stakeholder groups and the philanthropic and nonprofit and business community, and just really try to coalesce around a common vision and a plan and just have a strategic direction so that everybody can buy in, so that the community comes to really own it as their own plan and really resources it appropriately so that we can just get really good results for children.
What are the immediate challenges that you see that you'd like to work on?
Well, some of the immediate challenges, I think, is this trust and this rebuilding and to getting out and really developing a coherent vision. And I think once you do that, then it's much easier to get it resourced and to really look at where the dollars are. I think like any state, Boston faces underfunding. And so I think that that's critical. And then, of course, we want to make sure we have a rich, diverse workforce so that children are being taught by people who look like them, who are excited about being in the classroom. And I know Boston has a lot of great teachers and educators and paraprofessionals who are there doing the work. And so I'm excited to join hands with them and get this done.
Now, the last two choices for superintendent in Boston came from outside of this city, and that took some political maneuvering. There were challenges there. What do you think you'll do to negotiate those kinds of challenges, being, no offense, but being an outsider?
Well, I sure hope that people will adopt me. I can certainly adapt to the culture and know the climate already, so that won't be a problem. So very excited to meet with people and to get to know people and to really just make it my home and participate. So I think that those are the things that will matter, and just being very visible and getting out in the community right away and having conversations and discussions about their hopes and dreams for their children. And so I think that what maybe will set me apart is that, I want to make it my home and I want to participate in the community.
All right. New Boston School Superintendent Brenda Caselius, thanks so much for being with us, and we look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you so much.